Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Dime Store by Lee Smith. Narrated by Linda Stevens.
Preface. Raised to Leave. Some thoughts on culture. I was born in a rugged ring of mountains in southwest Virginia. Mountains so high, so straight up and down, that the sun didn't even hit our yard until about 11 o'clock. My Uncle Bob Venable, they lived across the road, used to predict the weather by sticking his head out the window and hollering back inside, "Sun on the mountaintop, girls," to my cousins. The only flat land in the county lay in a narrow band along the river where we lived, about a mile from town. Though we all ate out of the garden, real farming was impossible in that hard rock ground. The only thing it produced was coal. We never thought of our jagged mountains as scenic either, though we all played up in them every day after school. We never saw a tourist, and nobody we knew hiked for fun. I will never forget the first time I ever saw a jogger. My mother and I were sitting on the front porch stringing beans and watching the cars go up and down Route 460 in front of our house, when suddenly one of those vistas we'd been hearing about, a long-haired boy with great legs, came running right up the road. We both stood up and watched him run out of sight. "Well, for heaven's sakes," my mother said, "where do you reckon he's going, running like that?" He was going back to where he came from, eventually. But most of us weren't going any place. We were closed in entirely, cut off from the outside world by our ring of mountains. Many of the children I went to school with had never been out of Buchanan County. People still described my own mother as not from around here, though she had spent most of her life teaching their children and trying to civilize you and your daddy, as she always joked. But it was a challenge. So I was being raised to leave. I was not to use double negatives. I was not to say, "me and Martha." I was not to trade my pimento cheese sandwiches at school for the lunch I really wanted, cornbread and buttermilk in a mason jar brought by the kids from the Hollers. Me and Martha were not to play in the Black River behind our house, dirty with coal that would stain my shorts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?